For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The remains of a Chinese guard killed in a terrorist attack in Somalia have returned to Jinan, capital of Shandong Province. Zheng Nan, the fallen guard, was a security officer in the Chinese embassy in Somalia. He'd been serving in the army for 11 years. More than a dozen people were killed in the suicide attack by al-Shabaab at the Jazeera Palace Hotel on July 26th in Mogadishu. Chinese armed transport police entered Nepal from Tibet on Saturday to help repair the rain-ravaged China-Nepal highway. Around 100 officers and more than 30 excavators entered Nepal from Jam Pass in Tibet. Rainstorms triggered mudslides in several sections and blocked traffic in recent days. General Fu Ling of the Traffic Rescue Brigade says Nepal has entered flood season and the rain will continue for the next 20 days. Three people are dead. Another five have been hospitalized after a suspected food poisoning case in Hubei province. The victims in Hefeng County showed symptoms including dizziness, vomiting, and diarrhea on Friday and Saturday. Further investigation is underway. The Chinese Army's begun a two-month recruitment drive looking especially for people with education. It's also looking for candidates from ethnic minorities who have bilingual skills or other specialties. People between 18 and 22 can apply to join the military, though the maximum recruiting age is extended to 24 for college graduates. 17-year-olds who've completed high school can also apply. The government of Shanxi Province in North China and Tsinghua University have agreed to establish a research center that'll look to reinvent the province's struggling coal industry. Once the backbone of the local economy, coal mines and processors lost more than 4 billion yuan in the first half of this year as government curbs polluting industries. The research center will focus on clean coal and other low-carbon sources of energy. Shanxi's government has put limits on coal production as it tries to diversify the province's economy. Also, no new coal mines will be approved over the next 5 years in order to tackle overcapacity in the sector. Malaysia's transport minister says his country is seeking assistance from several aviation authorities in territories near Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean to assist investigators should more airline debris be discovered. A part found on the beach last week's been confirmed as coming from a Boeing 777, the same model as missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. The part's being sent to the French city of Toulouse to be analyzed and to confirm whether it came from the plane that disappeared without a trace on March 8th of last year. Aid has arrived at Sitwe Airport in Myanmar after deadly monsoon rains displaced tens of thousands of people. Local television footage shows military personnel and aid workers unloading boxes of aid while officials visited affected areas. Heavy monsoon rains battered vast swaths of the country in recent weeks, and the government's declared the four worst-hit areas in central and western Myanmar as disaster zones. The storms and floods have so far killed 21 people and forced over 18,000 into temporary shelters. An Iranian official is urging the International Atomic Energy Agency to refrain from leaking confidential information on a recent agreement between Iran and the UN agency. Iran and the IAEA recently signed a roadmap in Vienna for the clarification of past and present issues regarding Iran's nuclear program. The agreement is set to be finalized by mid-December. The Iranian ambassador to the IAEA says the confidential text is not even being provided to the U.S. government. IAEA Director General Yukiya Amano is set to visit Washington next week, talking about the agency's role in verifying and monitoring nuclear-related measures in Iran. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has reportedly started to actively explore a possible presidential campaign. It's being reported that Biden's associates have already started to contact Democratic leaders and donors who've so far not endorsed Hillary Clinton. If confirmed, Biden's entry would pose a direct threat to Clinton, who so far has been an undisputable frontrunner of the Democratic field. The Egyptian National Defense Council has agreed to extend military operations in the Arabian Gulf and Red Sea regions for 6 months for national security reasons. Egypt is part of a Saudi-led military coalition in Yemen, supporting that country's ousted president against anti-government Houthi fighters. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has currently reaffirmed that Gulf security is crucial to Egyptian national security. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.